What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Dirt and Sprague.
Swung on a miss. Fastball upstairs. Down goes Cal. And that is it for the Mariners tonight. Frustrating night as the Mariners lose 4-1. The Yankees take game one of this 3-game series.
Andy Dirt Johnson. Brandon Sprague.
Payoff pitch to Rutschman. Slap that one to the right side. Lunging for that Clement. He'll throw. Close play. Safe. Yoshida down to second. And Rutschman has his first hit.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app. Live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Happy hump day. I am Dirt. I have returned from vacation. Sprague is out. No best of today. We got a live show.
Yes.
What is happening?
Thanks for everybody hanging with me yesterday.
How did the best of show go yesterday?
I thought it went fine.
Yeah, we delivered on a good best of.
We delivered.
Okay.
We reprised a lot of stuff around Big Ten football media days.
Yes, it's football season.
Because we're practicing, so we want to go back. Okay, we've heard from everybody now, so we did a little bit of that. The Greg Oden interview while you were gone was fantastic.
Yes, Greg Oden was awesome.
We had
awesome.
A whole hour, so we had that back for everybody. I did do a little mini, we called it the food truck.
Ooh, the food truck.
Because the restaurant was closed.
Yes, it was an operational
thing,
right?
And, you know, sometimes everybody needs a chance to get away. Also, sometimes you have to close it. You got to take inventory. You got to do the deep cleaning.
It's a delivery day,
yeah,
right? Restocking
have to
things.
Repair some things, yeah. Maybe. And the only way to do it is just close the whole thing. But we did open the food truck for a couple of little things. Including Lane Kiffin trying to more spin control with Marty
Kiffin,
and McGee.
Man. Come on, Lane. Just move on, buddy. And he's doing interviews, getting asked about it, so there's not much he could do. But I saw those clips, and I thought, why are we still relitigating this, man? Like, you're coaching a new team now.
Oh, yeah.
I get it, the week
so
of the game.
So we did that. We had to have Brooke back because that was just too much fun.
Brooke was fantastic last week.
And then Tisha Thompson. I wish you, the one thing I wish you were here for,
yes.
So she is ESPN's lead investigator.
She did the 30 for 30
and the 30
show
for 30
thing, yeah.
Podcast on and that. And so I don't know if you will ever have a chance to go back and listen to her.
Okay, it's worth it.
Because she's an investigative reporter. She's
yes.
the one going through all the documents. She did the interview, all of those things.
Right.
And it was pretty fascinating. I have not. I've got some big car rides coming up.
Uh-huh.
We're going to Bend this weekend.
Yeah.
So
you're saving it for the weekend.
I may decide to somehow download that and play that podcast back if my, you know.
Nothing better for a long road trip than podcasts.
Yeah.
Nothing
the only,
better.
Yeah.
because it just it kills time. You don't pay attention to what you're doing.
My wife will be with me, so I don't know how that might
Is she a car sleeper? Does she fall asleep?
Yeah, but she needs total silence.
Oh, well, that's a double her head. Whammy. Yeah. So you can't listen to it. You're just radio silent driving?
That's
the worst kind of drive.
There's some subtle music. I'm not, you know, we're not headbanging. I'll tell you that.
No metal music's going to get played on the way there.
No.
ACD. You're not going to get thunderstruck on your way to bed this
TNT.
Weekend? Come on, Swigard. Well, it's good to be back. I'm glad that the shows went well while I was gone. I was really bummed to miss Greg Oden last week. That one hurt because that was Greg Oden.
Sounds like he might be
we got a relationship
more involved
going?
In our future when we get we're working on.
Okay, he's a friend of the program now officially after that interview.
I need to center you up. I don't know.
Yeah, what's going on with me?
Hang on.
I'm off on a corner over here on YouTube. Come on, Swag, move my camera a little bit. Well, I had a delightful trip. I would say you texted me. I said, I hope you had a relaxing trip in Sun River. I don't know if it's physically possible to have a relaxing trip with a two-year-old. Like, I just think that's kind of out the window.
What are we doing here?
We're not sleeping a lot is what we're doing, but you can
you had
still
a lot
have a
of
great
family?
Time. Yeah, you still, yeah.
So I would imagine
kind of pass them off,
yeah, like, aunts and uncles
play.
And grandmas and grandpas.
Yeah,
and
go
so
hang
if
out,
you needed to, you know, get to the pool for a little bit or I suppose, now does he have the water wings and the pool diapers?
Oh, we did
diapers?
A pool day. The pool day was fantastic.
Okay,
pool
that
day
was probably a big hit.
It was fantastic.
The question is, did you get to play golf? That's really the question.
So I have two gripes that I would like to get to, my two frustrations from the weekend that I will save for a few moments. It was hilarious, though, because I think the encapsulation of a vacation with a two-year-old is it's simultaneously an incredible trip that creates lifelong memories and moments you will, like these like mental pictures that you're taking that you will hold on to for a long
time. Did the actual picture for the Christmas card.
We did not take any Christmas card pictures. Maybe we did, but not intentionally, right? We'll have to go back.
No, but it'll be in there.
It could have happened potentially this weekend.
Yeah.
It was all these great memories while simultaneously just an unmitigated disaster at times. And that's just kind of the way it goes. So my last show last week was Wednesday. And the wife texted me while I was doing the show and said, hey, by the way, he's got a runny nose. And I thought, oh, great. Okay. That's a good start to vacation. I get home from Wednesday's show and I'm like, yep, this thing's running like a faucet. We definitely have some sort of illness going on here.
No.
This is a great thing the day before vacation. But we didn't make let's see how the day goes, see how he's doing, see how he's doing tonight. Like, we'll judge it, right? We were supposed to leave Thursday. And we're looking at the weather. Is it going to clear out? How's the smoke going to be? By the time Wednesday night got around, we're like, I think the weather will be okay. Friday, a little dicey. But Friday afternoon, Saturday, Sunday, Monday was all going to be fine. Fast forward to Wednesday night, and it was one of those moments of like, thank God I am not doing the show tomorrow. Because I was legit. I think we were getting thrown up on for like an hour and a half Wednesday night, the night before we're supposed to leave. He's got a little beanbag in his room. Big fan of the beanbag. Runs, jumps on the thing. Huge hit, right? In a two-year-old's room. I'm sitting on the beanbag holding him, like calming
him
down.
Got an outside edge rusher.
1 o'clock in the morning. And next thing I know, I'm just, and I'm like, okay, this is going to be a while. This cleanup's going to take some time. It's on the rug. It's on the beanbag. It's all over me. It's all over him.
There you go.
Everybody needs new clothes. So I looked at the clock. I'm like, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank God my alarm's not going off in 3 hours because it would be a disastrous show. So that we ended up delaying our departure till Friday in order to make sure that he was okay because Thursday went a little bit better. Everybody else went Thursday. So we were like, all right, we'll go Friday morning. Then I wake up Friday morning. The wife wakes up Friday morning. And you guessed it, everybody's sick now. All right, let's go on vacation. Ended up being okay. I mean, it was just, I overpowered my man cold. Not easy to do.
There you go, a little 24-hour creeping crud. A
lot of energy.
Flush the system.
A lot of emergency. A lot of Celsius.
Emergency, some Gatorade. Some chicken broth, and here we go.
Nose is running. We'll get through this. I still have a little remnants of it, but I feel totally fine. So that was how the trip started, and it was it ended up being great, though. And the core memories, man, I'm sure you remember trips like that with the little guy, but like he got like we took him to go do horseback, not horseback riding, but you get my gist, like pony riding.
Ponies,
I don't know if there are many horses or ponies.
Go around in a circle.
Yeah, go around on a little trail, right?
You just want to set him up there and see.
How's it going to go, right?
Is he a total panic?
Exactly.
Come get me. What? Why am I on this beast?
Right.
Or look at me.
Exactly. So we get there, put him on the horse, not a peep. He's just kind of bobbing, smiling. The gal's pulling, there's like one of those escort ladies kind of walking the little pony around. He's talking to her. I'm like, this is unbelievable. Like,
perfect.
Just burned into the memory, right? This is crazy.
There's your Christmas card.
That's it. Just him on a horse riding around. He's got a big helmet on. He looks fantastic. So that ended up being great. They had these bouncy houses set up in the middle of the, like, village in Sun River. Let me tell you, man. I don't know how much a bouncy house costs. I'm sure they're pretty expensive. I had the thought process watching him. Like, we went out to dinner last night.
How much yard do you have? That's the question.
I think I got enough yard for a bouncy house. Now, it would take up the majority. The yard is essentially gone. But, you know, at this point, the entertainment value of a bouncy house, phenomenal.
Now,
dude,
the only tricky part with that is making sure, can Bubba get in?
Get the dogs out of there. Yeah, don't let the dogs in there to pop that thing. I'm not going to get
or
one.
Two.
But I did have the thought of, like, God, dude, oh, take a dump in the middle of it. Get the hose out. Clean it off. It was like, dude, the free entertainment value of that, of like, let's go sit and watch him jump around, go down a slide, climb up this, go down that. It was fantastic. And so a lot of great memories from the trip, a lot of good stuff.
Excellent.
And it is great to be back.
I'm sorry you didn't get to play golf.
Did not get to play golf. And that leads to my two gripes. I got to get my two gripes out of the way. You know me, I'm a Sun River P1. I love Central Oregon. Fantastic. Beautiful. The smoke ended up being not that big of a deal. We actually left yesterday, and waking up yesterday morning, it was like, uh-oh, it was coming back. Super bad going through parts of like Sisters, like it just smoke everywhere on parts of the drive home. So it ended up being good timing to get out of there and come back to Portland. And the weather here looks fantastic.
Yeah, the wind was shifting.
It was kind of going and back in
the
other
direction. And you went Sandy Ann Pass, right?
We did. Yes, we did.
Yeah, Mount Hood's got a different issue.
And so the smoke was getting a little bad yesterday. We get there, and one of the things we wanted to do was play golf, because you go to Central Oregon, we want to play golf. My dad was there. I brought the kiddos clubs. Like, let's go get a round of golf in. If I end up retiring in Sun River, save this for me complaining, because I'll love it if I retire there.
Oh, look at you. Big.
They have changed. So they have two courses inside Sun River. I think it's Meadows and whatever the other one is. There's like two of them in the little Sun River.
There's two of
village.
Them. And then Crosswater.
Crosswater has always been private.
It's private, and it's its own thing, and you have to go through 17
Not easy
hoops.
To get on, right? No. I played Crosswater once. And the course is incredible.
Sorry. I've played Crosswater a couple times. You need to be able to play Crosswater, or it is the longest damn day of your life.
Ask Brandon Sprague about our round of Crosswater,
because
that's exactly how his day went. And with the price tag of playing Crosswater, he was
not very... You're spending $200 in season minimum, and if you can lose a whole box of golf balls off the tee,
with very
all the
easily.
Damn carry.
That was about 6 years ago. I don't think he's forgiven me for that round. And it's not my fault he shot a 117. Don't be angry at me, okay? I'm not in control of your golf game.
Yeah, but did you warn him? What had you played?
I had never played it before. It's the first time I'd ever played it. I just had always heard great things. I heard it's beautiful when you get out there.
Gorgeous,
it's gorgeous.
But
it's
the way
it's
that they've set it up, and all the tees have a minimum 150 yard carry.
Yes.
And if you don't catch it,
right, you're in tall stuff for water, and it's easy to handle.
And they don't have drop zones. So,
that was always the private one. The other two were public, and that was one of the perks of going to Sun River. You got these two courses in the little neighborhood in the community you go play. Well, they've now changed the ruling on it.
Yeah, they changed. So,
you have to rent a Sun River property through their rental agency.
Yeah, not the house.
It doesn't matter if the house is in Sun River and you're staying in Sun River. If you don't book through Sun River, you cannot go play the golf course. And again, if I'm a retired person living in Sun River that's a member there, I will be glad that the riffraff is not on my course.
Exactly.
Please give me my tee times and open up my books here. But as somebody who vacations there, That's not ideal, because now you got to book a certain way. That's one of the perks of going. So that was a big frustration for me. I'm not happy with that decision. The other thing that I had to take away from of the vacation was simply that, is the pickleball bubble ever going to burst?
I don't know. We had pickleball night at the Hops last night.
I mean, it's just, it is out of, these olds are out of control, Swag. Are you an old pickleball person?
No.
Okay, so that's not on your bingo card?
Dude, no,
these people and their elbow pads and their knee pads, and they're showing up with like specific pickleball backpacks. And you go, the park is just gorgeous there, right? The huge field.
Yeah.
Take the dog, let the kid go run around. He had a great time on the slides in the playground and all that. All you hear the entire time that you're there, I mean, there are hundreds of them in there playing pickleball. And you could hear it from like a half a mile away, and the sound does not stop. And I got to feel bad for the tennis people, because the tennis people have lost all their courts.
Yeah,
there's no tennis courts left anymore.
Yeah, you can fit, I don't know, 4 or 6 pickleball courts in a...
I mean, you could use it so much better, because you get more people on, more people are playing. There's only, like, they have those two little pockets of courts over there.
There will still be...
There's one
and
tennis
Sun
court.
River still has, I believe they still have their indoor tennis facility.
Okay, they might still have an indoor facility.
Unless they've changed that into pickleball or not.
They probably
I
have.
I would guess not, but...
I mean, it's insane. The amount of people
there... Because I think they
there?
Had... because I also think they had some like tennis coaches and clinics and things in the indoor tennis center.
Tennis took their eye off the wheel for a moment here, yeah, and they have allowed pickleball to come in and just completely steal their market and steal their customers and steal their inventory of courts. They were caught flat-footed. I don't know if that was our guy Tom Dundon who did that or where the hell this came from.
I don't know.
But somebody needs to put a pin in this bubble. These olds need to be stopped.
Yeah, because I was just commenting. Pickleball went from curiosity, kind of fun thing, jump the shark. And now there's like multiple professional leagues that are infiltrating my TV all over the place.
It's all over the place.
No,
the olds are addicted to it, man.
They didn't go through the normal process of
can't put it down. Go play tennis. What are we doing here, man? It's just the sound of it is so annoying, and there's so many of them playing because you can fit so many on the court.
Yeah, you don't have to.
You don't have to move.
It's not. Yeah,
I know why people play it. I get why the olds do it. You're not ranging side to side on a tennis court anymore with your backhand and your forehand. You can't move that way.
You're not getting tennis elbow.
But the amount of people that play pickleball simultaneously and the noise that it creates in what should be a very peaceful park where you're out there, you're in Central Oregon, the sky and the stars are out, and all you hear is the whack of pickleballs over and over and over again. We need to put a pin in this. Somebody needs to pop that bubble. That's all I'm saying out of the weekend. That was one of my bigger takeaways of like, this is getting egregious, and we need to put a stop to this because the olds need to be slowed down. Elbow pads, knee pads, showing up, riding their bikes up, getting ready to go play pickleball. Come on, man. Let me enjoy some peace and quiet out here.
What are we doing here?
It is great to be back, though. It is great to be back. Anything else I missed? Anything else big go on while I was gone? I know we had the county vote. We'll get to that. We'll set up a show here in a little bit.
Yeah, we'll get to that. It was they finally got there. But
took a while.
Took a while.
Took them a couple of hours of deliberation.
6 hours.
Let's yell back and forth and then end up doing what we all know you're going to end up doing anyways.
So I'm curious if the same will happen today with the city. I'm glad, so glad Wright is going to join us in studio.
Yes.
So
it'll be very helpful. Wright Gazaway will be in studio today at 9 o'clock in the morning.
I will try to restrain myself and not hip check you to the boards.
All right, I got some questions here, right? What's happening here, okay? This is getting ridiculous, okay? Come on now. Yeah, it's the city council vote will be a big thing on the show today because that is it's a massive benchmark, right? Like, it's not the final agreement that we're going to get. It's binding terms.
There's the MOU. Sitting down with the Blazers have made it clear, get your financing package together, then we'll sit down and work through the details.
And that's the hurdle we get over today, right? Here's our money. Yeah. Okay, the money's being put forth.
And the city wanted all the details up front, and they're like, we don't know what our budget is until you tell me what my budget is.
Right. It's one of those where both sides are right and wrong simultaneously, I feel like. And that's why it's been so frustrating to follow. But getting the county money last week, I did notice that happen while I was out. I knew the vote was taking place. And so that was great to see. Yeah. And today, we'll find out.
The frustrating part about that was they weren't even arguing really about the amount. It was where it was going to come from.
Nah.
And I'm like, why didn't you figure all this? This is a county. This is an internal accounting.
Do you guys not meet? Do you not deliberate?
Do you not have a city budget officer, an appointed hired gun who works the numbers to say you can do it this way, you can do it that way, you can do it that way.
Right.
I would recommend doing it this way. It's cleanest and doesn't affect other things.
And then you show up and vote and you have your procedures ready
and
to go.
And then everybody just, God, it was like a junior high cafeteria and I can't sit with the cool kids, so I'm going to throw food at you. It was bad. And I fear there's twice as many people now with the city council. Yeah,
it's going to be horrible. But as long as they reach the end conclusion, that's all that matters, right? At the end of the day, as long as we get the money approved.
You worry, some of the amendments we're seeing that are going to be tacked on, and it's like, we're trying to make it up on the back end, and it's like...
Yeah. All that stuff will get, the negotiating window will then open once you get the MOU approved, which hopefully happens today. And then you have from now until December to negotiate exactly what the details of the deal will be. And so you got so much time to figure that out. I think we are learning in real time what the power of TV cameras and lights and microphones can do to local politicians. I would be curious to go through, and maybe Wright knows this, and I'll ask him about this today when he comes in at 9. What the number of people who usually consume the content of a Multnomah County
Board. Oh, a regular stream.
Right, just a normal stream
like
as opposed to Moda Center funding and how increased the eyeballs and attention are on this topic versus whatever else the county commissioners usually deliberate and decide where the money's going to go. And I think you're seeing in real time the powerful drug that is attention and spotlight and people having a moment and people are interviewing
fandom.
You and fandom and support. And it just, it's gotten a little out of control, a little crazy.
Yep.
And hopefully today we get a nice, easy, swift approval. But we will talk to Ryan Casaway about that at 9 o'clock today. I did chuckle with him. I texted him yesterday.
Drop over. Passing out if it happens within 45 minutes.
If it happens within an hour, man, we'll give all these guys, you know, the Medal of Freedom or whatever. I was texting with Wright yesterday, and it was funny because I was coming back from vacation. We were driving back, and I'm texting him to set up, what time are you going to come in? And he says, yeah, I'll be good to come in. Don't worry about it. I'll come in studio probably at 9 o'clock. I said, all right, 9 o'clock works great. And it was because he was coming back from Cabo. So he got back from Cabo late last night.
There you go.
And I just jokingly said, yeah, you're going from Cabo to a city council vote and procedural hearing on an MOU with the Moda Center. Buddy, that is out of the frying pan into the fire. All right.
Oh, I wonder good if luck we today. Can convince him to show up in board shorts and flip-flops with a Corona.
The tough part with Ryan Casaway is he's going to have a busy day probably. Probably on the news, and so he's probably heading straight from here to whatever. Because what time does the voting, does the deliberation start? Do you know?
I don't know.
I'm assuming it's sometime later this morning.
Nothing at city council opens up before 9.
No,
so
no. I mean, why would you? Right? Got to have time for your coffee and your water.
I always forget we have a skewed
we do
body clock.
Yes,
because people roll in here about 8:15, starting.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
I've been here for 3 hours.
It's lunchtime, man.
I already got four agenda items.
Here we go,
man.
Here we go. I'm ready for some pasta. It is going to be a delightful show. Let's run through it real quickly. We got the cafe coming up top of the hour. I have audio from Oregon camp. I have an audio from Oregon State camp. So we'll do a little camp check-in with the Ducks and the Beavs. 9 was officially benched yesterday. Sorry, buddy. Your time's up. We'll talk about that.
He got 2 weeks of camp.
He had run
more than I thought he'd get.
There is somebody carrying water in such a hilarious fashion, and we'll get to that when we talk about that story. I have to acknowledge being wrong on something. Not necessarily the point that I was trying to make, but if after a couple of weeks, I now have to acknowledge that I think I swung and missed on that pitch. So I'll tell you what that is. We got some college football nuggies. It is a loaded show. It is a Wednesday. I am back. No best of today. We are live. Thanks for being with us on a Wednesday. Hope your morning's off to a great start. We get it going next on The Fam.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say, "We're really doing this." But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
All right, welcome back in, everybody. Happy Wednesday to you. Hope your day's off to a good start. Got a lot to get to on the show today. Right, Gazaway will join us in studio at 9 o'clock today. We'll talk about the city council vote. Will we get the funding? Will we not get the funding? That is coming up a little bit later on in the show today. I will, since we were not here yesterday, one thing I forgot to mention, we will be doing a mail sack. There will be a mail sack today.
That is your favorite segment.
It is my favorite segment of the week. I'm not missing the Sparta TRT mail sack. It's not happening, okay? I don't care. Vacations be damned. There was no live show yesterday, and I know you replayed our Brooke Olsen Day mail sack.
Yes.
And that was a great one. We had a lot of fun with her asking her questions, but not the fun, full, prototypical sack. It was a little bit of a quarter sack.
Yeah.
I want a full sack, and we will do that today. Now, Wright will be in at 9, so we'll do it a little bit earlier, about 8:27, we'll get to the mail sack. So, if you have any questions, 503-864-6326, you can send them on YouTube and the YouTube chat as well. How about a quick golf clap to our fearless leader, the brand man?
Yeah.
Who is in the building.
Yeah.
At 6 o'clock in the morning
deliver
today.
The family to the airport for an early flight.
You always do a bit of a, like, double take when somebody walks into the studio in the first segment of the show.
Yeah.
That's not you.
Oh, I knew he was coming in.
You were aware that he was going to be in?
He had explained.
Turn around like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Is my clock off? What the hell? Yeah, he's here. Drop the family off at the airport. So the brand man is in grinding with us this morning.
That's right.
As our fearless leader. So that's awesome to see. Again, lots to get to. We'll check in with Duck and Beaver Camps coming up in a little bit. I did see while I was out, one of the things that continues to kind of be on the burner for college football is the idea of the college football playoff field.
Yes.
It's again being deliberated.
We did have a little discussion about the latest wrinkle that was pitched.
Yes, we have a new model thrown out there.
But appears to be dead on arrival.
It does, yeah. Our guy Josh Pate, who we're hoping to have on again this season, threw out that there was a new model being deliberated, and this is it's a never-ending conversation.
It's never-ending.
Basically,
SEC wants 16 and the Big Ten wants 24, and
yes.
They can't find any middle ground, and so everybody else who wants to know what they're going to be doing in 27 and beyond is trying to broker some sort of agreement between the two.
Right.
Their heels are dug in, and here's the problem.
And here's where the dilemma comes in. I will say, the 2014 playoff field is, I'm okay with it. I'm not over the moon about it. I don't have these big fears about it necessarily, you know, ruining the legacy of the regular season or, you know, making us not as invested in the sport. I do think it fundamentally changes the way
it does water it
that
down.
We watch college football in the regular season. Doesn't mean we won't watch as much or care as much, but it does change slightly the way that we perceive wins and losses during the regular season.
I have come to the conclusion I want whatever model that the bulk of the schools agree on, especially the Power Four, where they will feel freed up and safe in adjusting their non-conference schedules to include as many other top teams as possible. So we get not just the one-offs.
Yes.
Of
the Texas-Ohio State game, and then that's kind of it. There's nothing else.
There's like seven of them.
Yes, and the first 2 weeks of the season every year should be nothing
so at some
but marquee
point,
matchups.
Where will you feel safe? Agreed. And maybe as long as there is a selection, part of that might be, okay, let's go to automatic qualifiers. It takes the selection committee out of it. I don't have to worry. I just have to finish in the top four in my conference, so yes. These other three games don't figure into that.
Right, and that was so essentially the model that was thrown out, and our guy Pate said there's some momentum behind this. They ended up meeting, and that did not necessarily end up being the case. And Heather Dinich and others reported that this was not necessarily going to, at least in the short term, get approved and happen right away. But the rumbling was that there was going to be a 20-team college football playoff format field. That was the idea, with play-in games featuring each Power Four conference and essentially playing their way into the college football playoff. Because one of the biggest conundrums that they have right now, and Oregon fans went through this a couple of years ago, it was awesome to see Oregon win the Big Ten. It was like, oh, damn, that's cool. First year in the conference. Okay, conference championship. How about that? A Big Ten title? Never mind life did I think Oregon would win a Big Ten conference championship. Here we are. They've also lost some of the value, and it's a weekend that doesn't matter as much as it used to. That used to be in the 14 field. That was such a big weekend because yeah. You would have Georgia a couple years ago. Like, we spent so much time yelling about Florida State getting left out the year that they went undefeated, and I get it, right? The quarterback got hurt. That was a very heated debate. On the other side of that, the one we didn't debate at all was that Georgia went undefeated in the regular season. They had not lost a game in like 2.5 years because they won back-to-back national championships and then went undefeated in the regular season, and they lost to Alabama in the SEC title game to go 12-1, and they were left out of the college football playoff. So that's what it used to mean in conference championship weekend, was you had to win that game in order to get in, and that just isn't necessarily the case anymore. Now we have these weird examples where used two from last year. You had Georgia and Alabama playing the SEC title game, and Georgia just beat the living hell out of Alabama. It was a horrible game for Alabama and a bit of a cautionary tale for what was going to happen to them in the Rose Bowl, and they didn't move at all in the rankings. And then in the Big 12, you had BYU get smacked around again by Texas Tech, and they dropped like three spots in the rankings. And so one team's getting punished for losing a conference championship game, the other one's not getting punished, and none of it makes sense. And so you've kind of lost this, what used to be kind of the start of the postseason, this pivotal weekend where you got teams playing these massive games, top five, top 10 matchups, and everybody is glued to it, to now watching and saying, oh, okay. Like, the Ohio State-Indiana game was great, and it meant a lot to Indiana because they won a Big Ten title, and they had not beaten Ohio State in like 100 years, it felt like. But it also, Ohio State was undefeated, and they were still in the playoff. I believe they still had a first-round bye even after losing that game. And so you just have kind of lost that luster, and that's one of the ideas that I've been a big proponent of and a big fan of finding a way to recalibrate that weekend into something that us as fans are truly invested in. And that's where, you know, you have these in other fields now. The baseball went to this years ago with the one-game playoff for the wild card spot. People were pissed about that because you play 162 and it comes down to one. That doesn't make sense. So now they've revised it, right? Now it's a quick three-game series. And it's entertaining, right? You watch game one, you're like, oh my God, there's an upset in game one. Now all of a sudden you're glued in for game two. The NBA does the play-in stuff for their last four teams. I don't think it's necessary because those teams will never do anything in the NBA. But then there's years where your team's in there and you win a game. And you're like, hey, look at that. We're in the playoffs. So you have these kind of these sparks into your postseason. No sport would benefit more from that, in my opinion, than college football.
Yeah.
Because it takes away a couple of the things that drive me nuts about the sports. And that is, we debate schedules as if they're all the same, and they're not. Records are not identical. Even if you're both 10-2, it's not the same 10-2 team and how you got there. And we have this idea that there's a race to the bottom in terms of, to your point, not playing anybody in non-conference. And that sucks. That it hurts us as fans. Those are the games that we want to watch. That's what we're entertained by. And we don't get it as much as we should in an expanded playoff field. And so the hope being that if you had conference tie-ins of the top four teams or whatever in this conference, top two or three, whatever in this conference, you know that if you finish there, you're guaranteed a spot in the playoff, and then the rest of it could be played for. And so in this idea, I believe that the thought was 16 teams kind of automatically in, and then you would get eight teams playing four games where the four winners of those games would go to the college football playoff.
Assuming the scuttlebutt discussion would be, how would you fill those? I'm assuming
you got to fill that for a TV inventory thing because they paid so much money for conference championship games.
What I'm assuming
games,
is
can't lose
it's
it.
The big four, it's the Power Four conferences with their last automatic qualifier.
That was the thought of what the weekend
and so
would look like.
I could see how the group of six are saying, are we getting hosed out of the deal completely?
Right. The funny part too is, and I didn't even realize this. It's funny, you turn on the radio or jump in the car this morning, and I'm listening to the radio on the way in. I had forgotten some of the changes that they had this year. for the playoff field until I heard Heather Dinich this morning. And I'm like, God, that's right.
Yeah.
We redraw this thing every year.
Every year.
So now it doesn't even matter. The group of six has now negotiated that it doesn't even matter if you win your conference or not.
No.
It's the highest ranked group of six team in the final rankings is an automatic qualifier.
Yes.
You don't have to win the Pac-12 or the Mountain West or the American or whatever the conference is. As long as you're the highest ranked team, you're automatically in. And they've also changed the rules to saying now
that if Notre Dame's in the top 12, they're
guaranteed a spot in the playoff. Yeah, yeah. And if you win your conference championship game in a Power Four conference, you're automatically in the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Duke would have been in the playoff. Last year, 7-5 Duke won the ACC, and they would have been a college football
playoff
team.
Well, the ACC has tweaked their thing now, so they will avoid that disaster. Kind of like the FedEx Cup playoffs that get reworked every year.
Exactly. Let's retweak and rework the rules. So we're always evolving as we go. There's little rules that fly under the radar every offseason. To me, there's a pretty clear-cut answer here of a way to expand the desire to schedule big non-conference games, which fans win.
That's what I want. Whatever system they come up with.
You have to have it, man.
I want it so that all these power... We don't see this crap anymore from India. Even what we're looking at the next few years with Oregon, unless something changes.
Oregon just... Who did they just...
They added Sac State.
Sac State, that's who it was. They added Sacramento State, which... We'll be down there. We'll be doing the pregame show. We'll get you fired up, right? Kick the tires, light the fires.
At some point, it is incumbent upon the fans of these programs to push back.
It'll never happen. You
with
know
their
it
will. Butts and wallets.
You know
and go,
at the big programs, it will never happen.
I'm not
smaller
showing up for this crap.
It'll never happen, unfortunately. Maybe not unfortunately, because I'm glad that there's support there. But I agree with the point. It just...
That's the only so
like
unless,
Autzen will never be, no matter who the opponent is, Autzen will never be 40% full for a game. It just won't happen.
We're gonna find out this year on Friday night.
I get mark my words, okay? Because we do this a lot, and I remember having this a couple of years ago. They played an 11 a.m. game on the Pac-12 network against Portland State, and I remember at home. This is one of the final years of the Pac-12, and I remember thinking, what time's the pregame show gonna start? Oh my God, what time do I need to leave in order to get down there? And thinking there's going to be nobody here. And it wasn't 100% full by no means, but less than 90 would be maybe getting aggressive. Like, it was almost completely full for an 11 a.m. game. And so we'll see. Maybe people end up being right. We'll see on the Portland State Friday.
I don't know
game
how
year,
much
but
ticket inflation has gone since over the last 4 or 5 years.
I think there's a desire for people to go to a game like that because they can't. They've maybe been priced out of other games.
And maybe those are ones that the season ticket holders
you know, give
to their friends or family.
Yeah, man,
or
we're not
whatever.
Going. You go down. You take your kids down to the game, right? Let them go run around. It's a Friday night. Doesn't eat up your entire weekend.
Yeah.
I wish that there was a little bit of pushback in certain ways, but I think that's one of the biggest things you need to accomplish in this is you need to have non-conference games that matter because the sport suffers when you don't have it. And then there needs to be a rethinking of what that conference championship week looks like. And to me, a play-in weekend is incredibly more entertaining than Ohio State Indiana is a great game. It's a 13-10, I think, was the final.
But when you know both teams are already in the field,
what's the stakes, right? For Indiana, there's stakes because they had not won a big, I don't probably ever won a Big Ten title.
Well, it's all incumbent upon the teams themselves caring.
Yes. Yeah, and I think they do when they get to come play the game.
Because that's why the NBA Cup has been successful, even though all of us go, why are we doing this in December?
Sure, the players have bought in to a certain extent.
But somehow Adam Silver has convinced the players that it matters and to buy in, and those games are significantly more entertaining and juiced than your typical December 14th game against the Kings.
Yeah, and I, as a fan, watching Ohio State Indiana is great, and it's two high-level teams. I'm just assuming in my head that I might get that game at some point again in the playoffs because they're two of the best teams in the sport. Yeah. And I would be more entertained, I think, by a game that was, you know, I don't know, BYU versus Georgia Tech. 10-2 BYU, 9-3 Georgia Tech. The winner goes to the I know that's two different conferences, but you get the point.
Yeah.
And that's the game that you're watching. Instead, knowing what's at stake, how much more engaged are those two fan bases? By the way, late in the season, into that weekend, playing, especially if you can find a way to get them on home sites too, like the higher ranked team doing it. Like to me, that's a way. So this 20 team format was thrown out there. It got kicked to the curb a little bit. I still think there's some momentum here. This stuff always gets reported in certain ways to protect people to make it seem like they still have leverage in negotiations. But it's a never-ending conversation. It's not going away. And that was the latest on what the college football playoff might look like. As long as you rethink conference championship week and you give me non-conference games that matter, that's a win-win for the sport. And I think it would be great. We'll dive back into college football a little bit in the second hour of the show. But next, we'll ask the question, did they get it right on 105.1 FM The Fan?
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Raleigh Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Raleigh Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Ooh, I like that one. That's not bad. Welcome back in, everybody. 6:45 Cafe coming up top of the hour. You're going to get a dirt special for breakfast today. Okay?
There's going to be a lot of meat on that plate. Pig three ways.
By the way, scrolling over at the YouTube chat during the commercial break, somebody saying a bouncy house was an instant purchase regret. I appreciate the feedback. I'm not saying I'm going to do it. I'm just saying I'm thinking about doing it. I don't know how much they cost. How much does a bouncy house cost? In your mind, what's the price tag of a bouncy house?
I think
I'm not going like a mega castle. No, I don't need a huge one.
I mean, you can go into the thousands, but I think you're looking at probably to get something that won't fall apart after two uses. I think you're going to have to drop $250-$300 would be my guess.
So a bouncy house to rent for a day can be anywhere from $150 to $400 per day to rent.
Well, those are the big ginormous industrial ones.
Let's see. And the So it looks like anywhere from $1,000 to $3,000. And of course they sell the blower or the, you know.
Yeah, you get the blower with it. That's a must.
You got it.
You gotta do that.
You have to. I mean, I don't want to have to
those
buy
are
a
those are
separately.
The big take up the entire backyard ones.
Here's your wholesale inflatable bouncy houses. Let's see. Yeah, you're looking at about $1,000. $1,000.
Now, since you're going to have a second one.
Right? Now we're talking here a little bit, right?
And
it's Thunderdome. And
they're closed,
those things,
and it's Thunderdome. And you can look at it as an investment. Okay, when they. And the dynamic will be interesting if they're buds.
Right, or if we're fighting.
Or if they're button heads.
It's either playtime or it's Royal Rumble time.
Exactly.
Either way, it's kind of a win, right? I mean, yeah. Go have fun
with
the
Well, hopefully, if they, you know, can occupy each other.
Yeah.
Which is great for parents.
Yes, I have a second father on hand.
But yes, but if you have older things or nicer things in the house and you're like, okay, I need to protect these. I don't want to buy insurance.
No more football in the living room, kids.
I'm buying a bouncy house.
And go out in the backyard.
When I can tell we need to, yeah.
I missed the window of bouncy houses when I was a kid. That came a little after my kid time.
That was big. I remember taking PAX.
That's probably around PAX's age, yeah.
Like from 5 to 10, yeah. Like every other birthday party was
bouncy
at a
house.
Bouncy house place.
And you go, all the kids go in there,
yeah,
jump around.
That took the place of Chuck E. Cheese for
yes.
a while.
Because you could just set one, they rent one for the day.
You rent
to your
one,
backyard.
You have the party room, you yeah. get some bad pizza and sodas, and there you go.
Not good.
I'm kind of bummed that I missed the bouncy house window.
But it was an easy
birthday party. I would have thrived. Oh, it's a great, how is it not? The kids run around in there the whole time. They don't come out. It was,
the only trick is you wanted an earlier time slot because it got a little gamey around 3 in the afternoon.
You fall down on that.
You wanted the noon, the 11 a.m. noon time slot.
Your cheeks gonna burn when you get body slammed down to the bottom of the bouncy house. Yeah. Great time in Sun River this weekend. People chiming in, by the way, on the Meadows Course stuff too. The private of it. Somebody saying, as somebody who has a house right in front of the Meadows parking lot, looking at hole 10, I could tell you they are significantly less busy than in years past. I get if I'm a member there, like if I'm a living Sun River person, I get it. Like, well, this is my course every day.
When you're a resort,
like, what are we doing here, man? That's one of the biggest perks of going to Sun River is having two courses right there that you could walk to, essentially.
We'll see.
And go be able to play.
I mean, the bottom line is how it affects the bottom line.
Yeah, that's very true. And if you got enough people buying the membership package, maybe it offsets it in the, you know, the riffraff coming to golf. So a couple of opening rants from the start of the show today. We're checking back in on it 6:49. We'll get to the cafe coming up here in a little bit. Let's ask the question. Sprague's out, so let's do a segment for him. Did they get it right, Jason Swigard? Now, this is always the hard part about coming back from vacation of like, when did things... I believe this came out yesterday.
Yeah, it was yesterday.
Okay, this has not been deliberated on the air before.
No, I mentioned what it was. I shared the information with them, but no.
Okay, we have our official opening night and Christmas Day lineup. Yeah.
It did
for the NBA.
I did do a poll question for you yesterday.
What was the poll question?
Well, it was determined. I went back and looked. Somebody on the YouTube chat, I figured out how to do YouTube so people could follow along.
Oh, okay. They just
God
watched,
bless
like,
all of you. Well, I had a panel up.
Was it a swag nanny cam the whole time?
No.
That would have been like, great. You should have done that.
Well, we had it for the segments I was doing.
Like,
we
they got
there.
Those little bird cameras where you watch the baby birds feed from the mama bird.
We had a graphic, but I was able to put up using the on-the-phone thing, and then there was a previously recorded little graphic I could stick in there.
Look at you, Swag.
So
look at you over there.
We got shooters.
Wow.
We got shooters.
I'm impressed.
So we made it work. I don't know how enjoyable it was, but they asked, when was the last time the Blazers played on Christmas Day?
My guess would have been the Denver game.
It was 2018 at Utah.
At Utah, okay.
The last time they hosted was 2009.
Okay. Was that Denver? Did they play Denver?
I believe so.
I feel like I remember that being a Carmelo Anthony game, feel like. Because that would have been before Steph.
So the question was, when will the Blazers play on Christmas Day next? Next year, 2 to 4 years, 5+, or never again.
What was it? Did you...
It was a battle between 5+ and never again. It should still be up if you go look on...
Did you put it up on the fan account?
I put it on 105 on the fan account.
I'll go see. We'll update those at the end of the show. I'm curious what people ended up saying on that.
One, you're Portland.
Yes.
So you're always battling the small market piece.
You have to be a championship team in order to, like, you have to be in the conference finals,
you
NBA finals,
that,
or somehow
or
land Victor Wembanyama on the draft.
It goes south and we get, whatever next generational number one pick in the next three years comes.
You're going to now say, I haven't even got to the schedule yet. You're going to send me down a tangent. Did you see any of Hard Knocks last night?
I don't have HBO.
Okay. I will get to a larger segment on Hard Knocks in a moment where Dirt was wrong to the music of Seahawk fans' ears, which makes me upset because, you know, me and them, oil and water. But
yeah,
there was a moment on the show where they had, is it Mitch Johnson? That's the Spurs coach, right? Mitch Johnson?
Yeah.
He's a Seattle guy.
He is a Seattle guy.
And so they had a sit down in McDonald's office, and it was Mitch Johnson and him. And it was very interesting. Like,
Mitch
how
is
do
a
you...
very cool dude.
Seems
by the
like
way.
A really cool dude. Him and McDonald were talking back and forth about strategies, and McDonald had just won the championship. Johnson had just lost the championship. Of like, what's the message? How do you kind of spice things up? How do you get the same energy and all that? And then after they talk a little bit about that and some coaching strategies, McDonald asked them, "Hey, when did like is Wemby as good as advertised?" And they rave about him of like he never puts himself over team. He's incredible. He's blah blah blah. Right? He wants to be the greatest. He says all the time he wants to be the greatest player of all time. And then he said, "Well, did you guys always know?" McDonald asked, "Did you guys always know he was going to be elite?" And they tell a story about the owner of the Spurs seeing him play when he was 16 in France, like randomly stumbling into a gym, being like, "I think I just saw the greatest basketball player ever." And they literally got back and they went into their plan of unload everything and we need to tank for this guy. Like they saw this and they just said, there's no point in doing anything the next 3 years. This is the only guy that matters. And I watched that and my blood boiled thinking of Anfernee Simons winning 4 games and Blazer fans celebrating it before the All-Star break.
You're going to get fired.
So anyways, I digress. The NBA schedule is out.
Yes.
Opening night will be the Philadelphia 76ers. It's not like they had anything interesting going on for them in the offseason.
Well, that's not the first game.
It is, I believe, isn't it? Because it's the East Coast game, is it not?
It's not the first game.
So the first one's going to be Thunder and Spurs?
No.
There's another game? What did I miss?
There's 3 games on opening day.
Wait, what? Did
There's
I miss that up there?
Noon Pacific time
Oh my
game.
Goodness, Detroit and Boston?
This is where they whiffed, and I don't know what that one's about.
What?
Exactly.
Huh?
I know.
No, but look, no offense to the Pistons. That's good year last year.
What's your top 2 seeds from last year?
Nobody wants to watch it. Like
that nobody one, cares I don't about know what it's doing there.
Kate Cunningham's great. That's fine. Nobody cares about the
Knicks
Pistons.
Sixers. Fantastic.
How is that not the opening? How do you have a game that supersedes that?
I don't know why. And it's 3 o'clock Eastern. It's noon Pacific.
It has to be an international game, right? There has to be some sort of tie-in here where you're playing like in Japan or something.
I just think it was they owed NBC another national game and they go here.
Oh my goodness. The Celtics lose one of their best players.
I mean, we'll love it because we'll have a basketball game at noon on a Tuesday, which will be great for us, but we are in the minority.
I got to be honest with you. I don't know if I'm going to watch that game, but that's just me. I don't know. Sixers and Knicks does it for me. That is incredible.
Fantastic.
LeBron in the Garden, maybe his last year or last 2 years, like
followed
all about
by Spurs and Thunder. Great opening night. You only need those two. I don't know why that first game is on there.
That's absolutely
just
ludicrous.
Dumb.
Absolutely ludicrous. The rest of the schedule is as follows.
So then
the
opening week national games.
Okay, they added those two, and we don't need to get to all those. But the Christmas Day slate, which we care about. Spurs at Knicks.
Wonderful. 9 a.m. Madison Square Garden.
I'm glad that they gave the Knicks that game. The Knicks are always a Christmas Day game at home.
Yep.
That's awesome to have a rematch.
Yes.
The Spurs should have to go on the road.
Yes.
Lost in the NBA Finals.
Absolutely.
So I love that. Heat at Celtics, which, all right, I'm watching football at that point. 76ers at Lakers. You get
of course.
The LeBron return
LeBron
game.
LeBron goes back. Is he going to...
Do we still only do one East-West road game? So that's the only trip to L.A., right, this year?
Yes.
For the Lakers, at least.
Yes.
I know they'll have one for the Clippers. Then you get Denver versus Minnesota. All about it.
Should
good rivalry.
Be interesting if everybody's healthy.
OKC at Minnesota. My apologies. And then Denver at Golden State to wrap up the night. They're still clinging to the Steph Curry thing.
It's one more go-around with Steph
Curry.
Stop
making fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
So I
think they got it right. I did not notice until you pointed out, so maybe I'll say they did not get it right, because having a game that supersedes 76ers and Knicks is just...
I don't know what they're doing.
What are we doing here? But the rest of it, I got no complaints. That's
Blazers nowhere to be found on any of the national games. So today, at some point, they're going to announce the cup schedule.
Okay.
So we'll find out what group we're in with the cup.
Yes, the NBA cup.
And you can set your schedule for early December.
I can't wait. Look at me. Over here excited for the NBA cup.
I know,
cup.
You have cup fever.
How do you not? I mean, it's one of the greatest sporting events on the planet.
I mean, Sprague might call in from Anaheim when we get it. I don't know.
Did you see who we're playing game two with the cup? No, I didn't, man. Please enlighten us. So there you go. The NBA schedule is starting to trickle out. They're trying to do the NFL thing. People don't care quite as much.
Tomorrow noon, the entire schedule gets released.
And then,
so they don't draw it out as long as the NFL.
I would be willing to gamble more than 5 years until we're on a Christmas Day game. That would just be my 2 cents. But we all know Young Hansen is going to be the next Chinese Jokic. And so maybe It happens a little bit sooner. We got a lot to get to in hour number two of the show. We're going to check in with Oregon and Oregon State camps. I got some audio from Lanning and Shepherd, so we'll play some of that. Check in on how things are going in Eugene and Corvallis. We'll start, though, with the cafe, as we always do, and that's next on The Fan.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.